think something new under sun. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to A Serious Disagreement. I'm your extremely serious host, Blake Howard, here today to talk seriously about a brand new restoration, a 4K remastered classic, with a man who I want to interrogate about this movie, Alexi Toliopoulos. Sir, welcome back to another Serious Disagreement. Thank you so much for co-hosting and co-piloting with me, Hoss. It's good to see you.
It is my pleasure to join you for this movie, which once again, I feel like when me and you were talking about these recent physical media releases, some of these are first-time watches for me, and this is one of my biggest blind spots ever being covered up finally with talking about Paul Verhoeven's Basic Instinct.
So we got 31 stab wounds.
What was it?
Ice pick.
I'd like to speak to Miss Catherine Trammell, please.
Is she a suspect?
She's a writer. She published a novel. It's about a retired rock and roll star who gets murdered by his girlfriend.
You know how she does the boyfriend? With an ice pick.
She intended the book to be her alibi.
You didn't feel anything for him, you just had sex with him for your book.
In the beginning, he gave me a lot of pleasure.
You like playing games?
Games are fun.
What's your new book about?
A detective. He falls for the wrong woman.
What happens?
She kills him. How's it feel to kill someone?
You tell me.
You're in over your head.
She seduces people. She manipulates people. She is evil!
I have nothing to hide.
You playing a game here?
I'm pretty gone!
Games are over.
As part of the Studio Canal Classics Remastered series that is coming out in both 4K, Ultra HD, and Blu-rays, Paul Verhoeven's Basic Instinct is out now. It's a brand new restoration of the film for both the Blu-ray and the 4K, as well as a stack of special features, docos, chats with filmmakers, all that stuff. But Lex, I cannot believe, one, that I get to, whenever I get a movie, because you're you are a true cinephile, when you have a blind spot that you haven't seen before, I'm like, whoa. But then when you have a blind spot for like a massive movie, especially as a video store guy,
yeah,
and video store guys know that like the VHS copies of this thing or the DVD would have flown off the shelf and probably come back with much grinding in certain scenes of this movie when you put it in your old VHS player. How did you avoid this movie for so long?
I genuinely have no idea, because I also love Paul Verhoeven.
Yeah.
RoboCop, top 10 favorite movies of all time.
Yes.
I also just rewatched the Studio Canal 4K re-release of Total Recall. I've got a podcast basically named after Total Recall as well. I don't know how I avoided this, because maybe it is the scariness of how horny and the reputation of this movie.
Yeah.
Perhaps I should have known better as well, but perhaps I dismissed this as trash.
Yes.
You know,
yeah,
I should have known better, because Paul Verhoeven, no one makes trash as beautiful as he does, you know? So I should have known better.
You should have known. And look, we're of course talking about Basic Instinct. To give you the brief synopsis, there's a San Francisco detective by the name of Nick Curran, played by Michael Douglas, who begins investigating an ice pick murder in San Francisco, and the number one suspect appears to be none other than a very attractive author by the name of Catherine Trammell. She is played by Sharon Stone. She, in fact, is the author of a book where the final moments, the climactic moments of that book, is someone being tied to a bed and being murdered with an ice pick, and she becomes the number one suspect. And in a twisty, weavy, damn it, sexy kind of way, Catherine Trammell starts to manipulate Detective Nick. You don't know if she's on his side, whether she's in with him, whether she's out with him, whether she's a suspect, whether she's not. Starts to build up a whole bunch of grubby admirers that are surrounding themselves with Catherine Trammell. And it is, it's a lovely, twisty, dirty movie. And it's just like, it is the peak horny erotic thriller. It is kind of like it's in the holy trinity of erotic thrillers. There's not really any other
star, Michael Douglas.
I mean, exactly, yeah. Exactly. And Michael Douglas is the king. Sharon Stone comes into this and is the immediate queen. It is just, you know, just one of the greats of all time. So, Lex, let's dive into San Francisco. Again, it's so fun for me too. When I was doing Zodiac, I'm so familiar with San Francisco movies. I'm so diving in, and I'm like, you know what? I completely undervalued this as not only a movie, but revisiting, I was like, man, this is a great San Francisco movie. It's such a good San Francisco crime movie.
Absolutely. Blake, I got to be honest with you. This is one of the most intoxicating first-time watches I've had in quite some time. Yes. I am so smitten with this movie. I could watch it again right now. And I watched it less than 48 hours ago. I think that this is just such powerful neo-noir that's just dripping in sweat, perspiration, and absolute eroticism. I cannot believe... Truly, this movie has a reputation for being quite sexy and horny.
Yes.
I cannot believe that it outdid my expectations. And it is also, beyond that, absolutely bursting with some of the greatest character actors in film history, from your James Rebhorns to your Stephen Tobolowskis to your Mary Pat Gleasons. This film is unbelievable. And the only... Like, to me, the master stroke of this movie, it has one iconic scene that we do not need to delve into too far, especially in how it is presented in 4K. Let's just, you can leave that up to your imagination. What I'm talking about.
If that's not enough to get you to buy this disc, we can't help you. But talking more specifically about the filmmaking chops rather than the pornography of the clarity that we can see now. It's special. You missed two things. You missed George Zunza, whose name
love
I basically
George Zunza.
Who is terrific. And it feels so weird because, Alexi, today, this very day, I was listening to your great show Total Reboot, and I heard the show completely derailed for a Wayne Knight impression. And again, we're talking about a film that has got you smitten, and it stars none other than Wayne Knight in his pervious Newman-esque role that we've seen yet.
Absolutely. That's what I got to say. The staging of that iconic interrogation scene is deeply enhanced by cutting to freaking Wayne Knight's perspiring reactions as just sweat drips from his face, as it is, of course, parodied in Seinfeld beautifully with Wayne Knight once again. This is freaking leaveable. I adore this movie. Sharon Stone's performance is one of the greatest noir performances in the history of noir cinema, neo-noir cinema, neon-noir cinema. Any freaking adjective you got to put in front of noir to qualify it, she tops them all. This is up there with freaking Sunset Boulevard shit. Gloria freaking Swanson, brother. This is top tier stuff. I cannot believe this. This is right now, right underneath Robocop as my favorite Paul Verhoeven movie.
This is what I want to say. The lewdness and the outward kind of eroticism.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The sort of unbridled, you know, Paul Verhoeven just sort of saying, I'm not going to play cagey. I'm going to get this woman to use her sexual power as a weapon in this movie. And so we're not going to be, there'll be no obfuscation of that. We just want it. We want to show you everything. And in 4K, they mean everything. And I think that has, in some ways, in a kind of misogynistic way in past criticism, has allowed people to devalue Sharon Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas
absolutely
her clothed performances in this movie, rather than the obvious eroticism, the manipulation that she's doing mainly when she's a clothed normal person interacting with other people in this movie, is the stuff of legend. Like her, she's so magnetic. Everything about her is just absolutely intoxicating. Her eyebrows, her hair, when she wears it up, down, lounging, whatever, the way that the characters interact with it. Like she has she's a force of gravitational pull in this movie where people are just like tripping over themselves to be around her. And the fact there's only one person who's like ever been as cool and as dismissive to attractive women in the world. It's like Michael Douglas. Like he can just walk around like they're normal people. And I think there's only one guy who's ever been able to do it like him. And it's him, because Sharon Stone's force of attraction, force of attention on him and focus as Catherine Tramell onto Nick is that thing that like usually would be knee buckling for almost any man. And he just seems to like be able to cope with it. And that's the other magic of this movie is like, it's not only Sharon Stone being literally at her peak noir heroine, you know, femme fatale in the most traditional archetypal sense, but doing so much more with it. It's him with that kind of like sturdiness to not just like buckle under everything that she's got. And then she kind of eventually makes him bend, but it's special movie. I dug it. I really dug it again. I feel like I'd seen it when I was a younger, more immature man. But like as a person who really digs noir, I would have to say it's very close to me at the top of Verhoeven's work. He's a special filmmaker though. He's so hard. Like absolutely. I feel like if you watch RoboCop and you watch Total Recall, and especially you might watch like a Starship Troopers, any of those days or moods you're in, they feel like your favorites. But man, this is just like, this is good stuff.
Can I say something quite filthy right now?
Please.
It is so awesome when there's this like very intense foreplay moment between Gene Triplehorn and Michael Douglas, where he's very like rough and dangerous. And then he absolutely busts in like two pumps. That's amazing. To me, that is my favorite moment of the movie.
I tell you what, that just gave me a triple horn. So thank you so much. All this aggression, all this everything, and it's just all over.
It is immediately it ends. It's so funny. Like I was like, that is comedy, and that's what Paul Verhoeven does. And I was like, to me, like there's some satirical shit going on with that scene for it to like be this dangerous build-up and then like immediately it's over and then they're just hanging out is really, really good stuff.
Oh, that's so good.
It's safe to say that I absolutely love this movie. I cannot wait to dive into the special features, but we just had to cook it off straight away because of the visceral reaction to this movie, how incredible it looks in 4K. I really just need to start talking about it with Blake here today. And this is a ringing endorsement for also everything that I think Studio Canal is doing in the 4K market. They're putting out a lot of great action movies, vintage movies, supreme movies of all time. Ran also just got a release this very same week as this one. And I'm sure we'll get to talk about that further down the line on this podcast because it's one of Akira Kurosawa's most defining classics. And to see it in 4K, very, very special. Cannot believe that's going to happen to me. Little old me, I'm going to get to watch that movie in 4K and you can too. But also down the line, there is another ginormous release of a Paul Verhoeven classic, Showgirls, from the new sensual cinema from Umbrella Entertainment. We just got our little mitts on it. It comes with that new documentary, You Don't Know Me, which dives into everything Showgirls. This is a big release for me this year. How do you feel about it?
Oh, I can't wait to really dive into it. I saw You Don't Know Me last year and was completely blown away. The film critic, Adam Naiman, who's had such a big part in like writing a bit of a critical reappraisal about one of the first people to write that critical reappraisal of Showgirls in his 2014 book, It Doesn't Suck, Showgirls. And so having him to be a part of it, having all the filmmakers there, and then now finally getting like a transfer and that true cultish feeling. We get so excited when there have been these reappraisal documentaries or features or things, and the actual collection brings you, here's the great film and here's the doco and here's everything, because it feels like That's doing true curation. So I'm so excited about it. I can't wait to dive into it. But we just couldn't get past this kind of reptilian San Francisco that is, I mean, jaw-droppingly beautiful in 4K, and just talking about your immediate reaction. But we're going to talk more for Paul Verhoeven, and I'm sure that if the other upcoming releases, maybe a RoboCop in 4K or something like that comes again, we'll find another excuse to talk about it. That would be brilliant.
My cholesterol can't handle you putting hints like that out into the world.
Maybe. Look, guys, thank you so much for listening to A Serious Disagreement. This is always a blast. Lex, when you're not chatting the delights of Double Pump Michael Douglas, where can people find you?
Well, I'm sure that you'll hear me talk about that every time I get on a podcast now. But you can hear me over at Total Reboot with Cameron James. We're doing Man vs. Machine movies, including 2001 A Space Odyssey, The Terminator. The aforementioned RoboCop will be coming up very soon, if not today when this episode comes out. We're going to be joined by, from the Weekly Planet, Nick Mason to talk about that. One of my favorite movies of all time, one of his favorite movies of all time, and it will be a first-time watch for Cameron James.
Oh, my goodness. I've been so excited. People, I'm going to take a screen grab of us chatting now because you'll see Alexi's Blu-ray shoot. See my Terminator poster just next to me right now. Huge fan of that. I've been listening to that. It's a great series. I'm looking forward to diving into this VIP-only section, this roped-off section with you, Cam, and many very special guests. But, guys, thank you so much for listening. Everything for me is at One Heat Minute Productions, Zodiac Chronicle, Podcaster and Commander coming up, a couple of series that are bubbling under the surface, which I cannot talk about yet, but they might just burst forth and surprise you. So I'm excited about those. And finally, Screen Drafts is a terrific show with Clay Keller and Ryan Marker. They do the Lord's work, grabbing great enthusiasts of film, getting them together to rank all sorts of things. Alexi and I have been so honored to be the first international guests on the show, purely international guests, to cover the 21st century Australia film draft. We had such a great time, and we have selected the top seven films of the 21st century according to us. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to it, please do. We had a blast doing it. We'd love your feedback. Shout us out on socials. Lexi is at This Is Alexi on Twitter and Instagram. I am at One Blake Minute on the same, but we'll catch you on another Serious Disagreement. A sexy and sensual Serious Disagreement soon. Hi, this is Blake Howard, host and producer of One Heat Minute Productions podcast. We dive into the great and underappreciated cinematic works, often 1 minute or one scene at a time. Our crew of guests are some of the most wonderful filmmakers, writers, authors, and critics ever assembled. Our shows include One Heat Minute, Josie and the Podcats, All the President's Minutes, Increment Vice, and right now, Zodiac Chronicle. Check out oneheatminute.com or find us wherever you get your podcasts.